From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, now you know. It's Christmas season. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Jim, of course, on the show yesterday, so I haven't had time with you since last week. And what a great week we had. We hope your family did as well. And stay with us through the season, through the Christmas season and New Year. All year long. But we will be celebrating the birth of the Christ child. You can be assured of that if you're tuned in. And you'll obviously you catch that in the bumper music. We're in the Christmas spirit. With that, I want to announce tomorrow at Calvary Church, a free concert with Fernando Ortega. If you weren't aware, he's got a brand new project out for All the Saints. When we normally have midweek service at 6:30 tomorrow night, Calvary Church on Osuna west of Jefferson, come on out, bring someone with you to hear that great music from Fernando. And later in this hour, we'll sample something from his latest project. So be tuned in for that. And if you can't make it to the concert tomorrow, we'll be airing the next few Wednesdays, best of, because next Wednesday night is a comedian at Calvary Church, and the following Wednesday, I believe Dennis Agajanian is going to be here. A lot of great Christmas celebration through this month, and each Wednesday night on KLYT, we'll have a best of Christmas message from Skip Heitzig, so tune in for that. Another pastor joining us in studio, Jeremy Bannister's here from Heights Christian in Albuquerque. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time.
Well, thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
Now, last time you were in here, you were with that big, tall, redheaded guy. Jim Williams was hosting the show, you guys were talking about a conference you were putting on, in way of looking back, how did the conference go?
Conference went great. We had a good number of people who came and showed up. Of course, we always would love more for something like that, but it was a fantastic conference. We had Melissa Doherty, we had Krista Bontrager and Monique Dusson come in for speaking as we did a worldview conference. And we started talking about some of the issues that was surrounding the church, surrounding our culture today, and how to respond to that as Christians.
That was real timely, headed into the election.
Yes, absolutely.
So a great resource for the KLYT listener. Thanks to you and the crew out at Heights Christian for doing that. And you guys are at it again.
We're going to have some fun with this one, though.
Yeah. Who doesn't like comedy and cookies?
I hope everybody likes comedy and cookies. And if you don't, hopefully you just like comedy, and you guys can come on out. We are going to have Tony Wolf, who just finished touring with David Crowder and Mercy Me, and had reached out to us and said, I'm making my way back through again. Would you guys want to do a comedies and cookies tour? And I was like, sure, come on over. Who would not like to love to laugh for Christmas? I think a joy for the season is something that we want to promote and we want to encourage everybody. So if you are in the area, we would love for anybody to come on out. Doesn't matter. Don't have to be part of our church. Just be part of the community. Love to laugh. We're going to have the opportunity to share the gospel during that time. So bring some people who need some joy this season.
Well, and you know, we're kind of giving them here a midweek plenty of family activity and get out to see Fernando Ortega tomorrow night at 6:30 at Calvary Church. And then put on your calendar for the following night, Thursday night, December 5th. That's this Thursday night, 6:15 at Heights Christian Church. Now, that is what, Louisiana and Comanche?
That is correct.
On the northwest corner.
That is correct.
We appreciate, you know, man, church has been there a long time, doing a lot of great things in our community, like the Worldview Conference that recently happened. Worldview Matters.
That's right.
And this comedy and cookies. Pastor Jeremy, what is, either now or growing up, what was your favorite Christmas cookie?
Oh, my goodness. I like the just traditional chocolate chip cookie. Fresh baked from the oven.
Yeah, mine is no chips in this one, but mom would make an oatmeal cookie, a good dark oatmeal cookie with a half of a maraschino cherry right in the middle of it.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That and spritz and meringue were kind of a standard in our home, but there was plenty of cookies, plenty of Swedish coffee cake, which is more like bread with pecan frosting on it. It's not real sweet except for the frosting. Kind of interesting. It's kind of my heritage. At any rate, anything else on the calendar looking forward as you guys head towards the holidays that you want to make sure that the listeners are aware of?
Well, a couple things. We would love for people to join us at our church. We're going to have a special Christmas time celebration on the 22nd of December. Extra singing that time, especially with some kids in our congregation that are going to be up front. So if you guys love kids singing, we'd love to have you there.
Oh, who doesn't like that?
I know.
That just brings a smile to your face thinking about it.
That's right. And then we're going to have Christmas Eve service on the 24th at 5:30. We would love anybody who wants to come out for a time to celebrate the Savior.
Now, whether or not you're planning on going to either of those events, we do want to make sure you know at heightschristian.org on the website. That's where we find this information. And Pastor Jeremy's been kind enough to reach out to us as well to let us know when something's going on so we can have him on the show and let you know about it. And by the way, if you're listening and it's like, well, my church has, well, reach out to us. Just email studio@klyt.fm. We'd love to have you on. Now, listen, one thing we realize, and I don't know if we say it enough on the show, but ABQ Connect is broadcast from the campus of Calvary Church in Albuquerque. This is a megaphone for the Christian community. And if you have an event that you want someone to know about, make sure to reach out to us with that email, studio@klyt.fm. And back to the comedy and cookies night, Pastor Jeremy, as we put a bow on our conversation, just a reminder, you know, listen, whether you are a regular attender at Heights Christian or somewhere else or nowhere at all, you know, just in talking to Pastor Jeremy, I know everyone's welcome.
Absolutely. We would love to have everybody come out. And like I said, comedy speaks to so many different people. We want to bring the joy of Jesus to everybody who comes into this place.
Yeah, and I was watching some of Tony Wolf earlier on YouTube, which, by the way, you can find him on YouTube. And one thing I would expect, just based on what I saw on YouTube, not only is he going to laugh and have fun with Tony Wolf, but they're going to hear the gospel. And it's a chance, you know, maybe there's someone you're reaching out to and you're thinking, I don't know, man. Listen, it's those people that you think are least likely to accept the truth of Jesus Christ that often are the ones just waiting for an invitation. All it takes is an and sometimes people, they won't come to a church service with you, but they'll come to a fun evening. Cookies and comedy and cookies? Come on. Right, Jeremy?
We got a lot of things going for us. You got this time of year, a lot of people are more interested in church services and the like because of the festive celebration of Christ. And like you said, who doesn't like some comedy? You've got some easy ways to invite people to come where it doesn't seem like you're just inviting them to church.
Yeah.
And they're going to find fellowship there, then hopefully break down some walls to where it make it easier. Amen. That they can be there for church.
Well, keep us up to speed on what's happening at Heights Christian. Appreciate
we will do
you.
That.
All right. Hey, stay with us. About 30 minutes from now, our final segment, we'll have that new Fernando Ortega, which, by the way, remember, he's in concert tomorrow night, free concert, Calvary Church, 6:30 on Osuna Road, just west of Jefferson. We'll be back with more after the break on ABQ Connect.